Welcome to Yongnak Church of LA with Bible. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Yongnak families. My name is Jessica Wan, and I am serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Please wash away all our sins. Let the Holy Spirit reside in us so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us and heal us this time. We want to be restored by you. Lord, we thank you and we love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up the book of Proverbs chapter 19. I am reading from the Bible that Yongnak Church distributed to Yongnak kids on drive-thru last September. This is a HCSB version. Proverbs chapter 19 is on page 619 in my Bible. So let's read from verse 1. Better a poor man who lives with integrity than someone who has deceitful lips and is a fool. Even zeal is not good without knowledge, and the one who acts hastily sins. A man's own foolishness leads him astray, yet his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth attracts many friends, but a poor man is separated from his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and one who utters lies will not escape. Many seek a ruler's favor, and everyone is a friend of one who gives gifts. All the brothers of a poor man hate him. How much more do his friends keep their distance from him? He may pursue them with words, but they are not there. The one who acquires good sense loves himself. One who safeguards understanding finds success. A false witness will not go unpunished, and one who utters lies perishes. Luxury is not appropriate for a fool, how much less for a slave to rule over princes. A person's insight gives him patience, and his virtue is to overlook an offense. A king's rage is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is his father's ruin, and a wife's nagging is an endless dripping. A house and wealth are inherited from fathers, but a sensible wife is from the Lord. Laziness induces deep sleep, and a lazy person will go hungry. The one who keeps commands preserves himself. One who disregards his way will die. Kindness to the poor is a loan to the Lord, and he will give a reward to the lender. Discipline your son while there is hope. Don't be intent on killing him. A person with great anger bears the penalty. If you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Listen to counsel and receive instruction so that you may be wise later in life. Many plans are in a man's heart, but the Lord's decree will prevail. What is desirable in a man is his fidelity. Better to be a poor man than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life. One will sleep at night without danger. The slacker buries his hand in the bowl. He doesn't even bring it back to his mouth. Strike a mocker, and the inexperienced learn a lesson. Rebuke the discerning, and he gains knowledge. The one who assaults his father and vexes his mother is a disgraceful and shameful son. If you stop listening to correction, my son, you will stray from the words of knowledge. A worthless witness mocks justice, and a wicked mouth swallows iniquity. Judgments are prevailed for mockers, and beatings for the backs of fools. Amen. Proverbs chapter 19 has 29 verses. This chapter also is written by King Solomon and is instructing his son. The royal family will give the best known education, especially to the princes. The parents want to give the best to their children, and the parents wish for the success of their children. Here we see that the father is giving examples of contrary and unexpected. In verse 1, the author said that it is better to be a poor man who lives with integrity. Wow, who wants to be poor? No one probably, but it is better when you compare to someone who has deceitful lips and is a fool. We don't want to be poor, but we shouldn't be a liar or a fool. Whether you are rich or poor, what is more important is your integrity. The following verses point out fool, poor, and liar. Verse 2 mentions without knowledge. Verse 3, foolishness. Verse 4, poor man. Verse 5, false witness. We are trying to avoid those. Instead, we want wisdom, wealth, and integrity. Verse 6 says that everyone is a friend of one who gives gifts. Verse 7 says that if you are poor, you will be hated. We want to give gifts to people and make lots of friends, don't we? Now, how can we gain wisdom, wealth, and integrity? Verse 8 says the one who acquires good sense loves himself. One who safeguards understanding finds success. My NIV Version Bible says that he who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who cherishes understanding prospers. Yes, if you truly love yourself, then you will try your best to find wisdom and think of it preciously. And it will lead you to success. We need wisdom to love my life and my family's life. And we need understanding to prosper, to gain wisdom and understanding. It takes a lot of time and effort. But wouldn't you invest time and effort to find gold and diamond if it is hidden in your home? As we get older, we gain more knowledge and understanding. But at times, we need more than just knowledge. The verses following lists common sense that we should follow to be a good family member, good citizen, and good children of God. We learn what is right and wrong from parents, teachers, and from church. But when there is no one to watch after us, then how do we know what is right or wrong? Here in verse 20 it says, listen to counsel and receive instruction so that you may be wise later in life. Please be careful to listen to your parents, your teachers, and your church. But most of all, please listen to your Heavenly Father. He has sent Jesus to forgive all our sins and the Holy Spirit to help. We can always get instruction from the best counselor. We can get counseling and plan our lives. Verse 21 says, many plans are in a man's heart, but the Lord's decree will prevail. My NIV version says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Sometimes I plan something, but it doesn't always work out as I planned. When I was little, about 5 years old, my mom gave me a quarter on Sunday to give as an offering. One Sunday, I was playing with my church deacon's children, and we decided not to give that offering. Instead, we decided to buy a balloon for each of us. It was my first time ever doing that. My heart was pumping so fast, and my hand was probably shaking. We all bought a balloon. And when I got it, I blew my breath in it. The balloon got bigger and bigger and popped. Just mine popped. I was so shocked. I felt like God was punishing me. I repented right away. And I never used offering for anything else. I learned my lesson. When I planned for something wrong, the plan did not work. I was not happy, but I was able to follow God the right way. God worked His way no matter what I had in mind. I thank God that He loves me and gave me a little lesson. We all want to follow Jesus the right way. Then how can we get wisdom to follow and obey? First, we need to follow what to follow. We need to know what to follow. Second, we need the ability to follow. I think we all know what to and who to follow. We are following Jesus and the Word of God. Do I have the ability to follow? With my own might? No, never. I cannot. That's why I pray to God. First, let's pray to God for wisdom. Let's pray to God to change us and fill us with the Holy Spirit to obey. Obey to love even our enemies. Second, I read the Word of God. Let's read the Word of God. Let's attend worship and Bible studies. Youngnak kids have Sunday Zoom worship and Bible study. Also, we have Tuesday Bible reading session and Wednesday worship and craft. We must read and saturate ourselves with the Word of God. Another thing that I love about our worship is our praise team. I love to stand up and do the motion as we sing. It is fun to worship God with all our hearts, mind, soul, and body. As we gather in the Lord's name, we share on breakout sessions and be encouraged and be restored. It is important to have a community around. The community will help us to follow Jesus' footsteps. It is not easy to handle when things don't go as we planned. But we have to train ourselves to have God's point of view, to see His purpose and what God is doing. We need to remember that God loves us no matter what. We should always run to Him and repent. Then we can start all over again from that point on. God is waiting for us. We just need to go to His arms. He's waiting to give us His wisdom. He wants to lead us to His success and prosper. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for loving us no matter what. I am sorry that I did not understand Your will. I thought I was doing it right. I did it my way, Lord. Please forgive my foolishness of doing things my way. Lord, please wash away all our disbelief of Your words and Your ways. Please fill us with Your Holy Spirit and Your wisdom. Lord, we want to follow You. Please change our heart. Send us Your wise, godly people and lead us Your way. Let us have the eyes to see Your way and follow. We want to glorify You in every aspect of our lives. We believe that You will touch us, heal us, and restore us. Lord, we want to be pleasing to You. Lord, we love You and we thank You for what You have done and what You will do. We pray all these things In Jesus' name, amen.